This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the Thursday touchdown, one of the questions was about Brian Branch. Texter says, reminds me a lot of Minka Fitzpatrick. Go Steelers. John, let's expand on that conversation. Is he the most valuable player on this Lions team right now?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. When Hutch went down, it was really between Brian Branch and Jared Goff. But watching the way Brian Branch has been able to affect every single level of the defense. And this is part of why he's the MVP for the Lions, why he should be a part of the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. A lot of defensive backs, yeah, they can pick off balls, they can have passes deflected, they can do different things like that, but they're not good in the run game. They can't affect the quarterback if they're brought on a blitz, they can't get home on the quarterback. Brian Branch is effective at every single level of the defense. He's impactful on every single play. And then you start thinking, well, how does that rank with a TJ Watt? Well, TJ Watt, yeah, he's really good at rushing the passer. That's all he does. And it's, trust me, I get the impact, I get the headlines, all of that stuff. But when you're looking at somebody has a unique skill set of being able to affect passes down the field, that they have the effect of being able to get after the quarterback and get home on the quarterback. They have the ability to cover running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, slot receivers. It doesn't matter. Brian Branch can do it all.
Well, think about it. If you want to blitz more, which was their answer immediately when Hutch got hurt, you're going to put extra pressure on the guys you don't blitz. And Branch is a good blitzer, but they've also used him in some really tough spots. The slot in space with no help. Right? No safety over the top. You're not working some. You have to win that matchup in space. You have to be an elite athlete. And he is, and he's instinctive. And it's always like he's a step ahead, which feels impossible because you don't know the play. You're reacting. You're reacting to that receiver who already knows the play pre-snap. But Branch is so instinctive, John, that, yeah, I think he's let them get away with the way they want to play defense.
Well, the other thing that will factor in when people are making this decision at the end of the season is, how much better do you make those around you?
Yeah.
And that's where you're going with this. If I can be singled up on a best receiver
Tanked out.
A slot receiver or a running back or a tight end, what does that allow the rest of the secondary to do? What does that allow the linebackers to do? What does that allow the pass rush to do? And it makes everybody better. How do you still have a really good defense when your number one player, your number one impact player goes down?
That stat I gave you, Havoc.
Yeah.
I believe he's number one in the league among safeties because it does measure the pass breakups. He has 13 of them. It also throws in sacks. He doesn't have one, but forced fumbles. He does. Four interceptions, three TFLs. Like, he is all over the football field. And while Minka Fitzpatrick was the comp from the ticket texter, Steelers safety back in the day, Troy Polamalu, that's one that you said you see. I see it too.
Oh, yeah. I see him. I see Ed Reed. I see all of those that are aggressive run stoppers. And I go back. I played against Troy Polamalu, and one of the things that you had to do, you had to treat him like you would treat a linebacker, because he would run through a B gap with as much ferocity as any linebacker. And it was one of those where he got ahead of steam going, and you just, you know, you had to be alert. You had to account for him in the number count when you're talking about pass protections, when you're talking about where are the double teams going. You had to account for Troy Polamalu. And it's the same thing with Brian Branch. You have to identify where he is every single time. As a center, I guarantee you, Frank Ragnow is playing against the Lions defense. They're looking up and going, okay, here's where Anzalone is. Here's where Jack Campbell is. And wait a second, where's Brian Branch? You identify where he is every single play because he's a part of that number count.
Throw the number out, 248-539-9797. Brian Branch, MVP of the Lions. You tell us, 248-539-9797. This team is 8-1. Defense stepped up without Aiden Hutchinson, and the biggest guy in that defensive scheme right now is Brian Branch.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep saying it. When you are playing the safety position, and this is new for him this year. He was a nickel guy. And how about the fact that he was drafted in the second round? Now, maybe if he was drafted in the first round and he's having this season in year two, like you start with a certain cachet if you're a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. And then in year two, okay, some of this is expected. I don't know that he ultimately wins it. I don't know if a defensive back at this point in NFL history can actually win it because of the aura around pass rushers, yeah. Edge defenders. But when you're impactful at every single level, it may just be simply he's got to have that year this year and then next year along with Aiden Hutchinson. And I think at that point they might split the vote.
I mean, I think media has gotten lazy on this award, much like they've gotten lazy to giving Heisman voters always go to the quarterback and MVP in NFL too. And it's just like what he's doing is actually like blowing me away. And I said before the season, I thought he would make the Pro Bowl. Think about that. Like, that's why I think he should be a real MVP candidate. The impact he's having on the field. Now, I know TJ Watt has had some real high impact plays late in games that don't show up more than maybe a QB pressure or something like that. But they've been very impactful in seeing the highlights. So, look, it's when you got an established player like that, it's hard to win. I think he's laying the seeds and the groundwork to potentially be an MVP down the road, like a Polamalu or Bob Sanders. Like John, I you blew me away a little bit when you mentioned Ed Reed, and he's got a long way to go to be Ed Reed because I think Reed's on the I think he's on the all time team. Him and Ronnie Lott.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's got that ceiling.
I don't know that he does.
I don't know if he doesn't.
But what I said was, he's got those qualities. He's in year two. To say he's going to have a career like Trump, I think, is still a bit out there. He's got some Polamalu qualities. He's got some Reed qualities. But I'm not going to say his career, the projection of his career, is going to be Ed Reed quality.
The thing that Brian Branch has done this year, in my mind, he's going to make at least 5 Pro Bowls. And he's another guy on this team that's going to do that. Sewell, probably Hutch.
St. Brown.
Maybe St. Brown.
Gibbs.
Yeah, maybe. You know, running back's a very dicey thing, but he's got the playing ability to do it. And that just says why this team is so good, man.
Because these guys are all in their first, two or three seasons.
Yeah, and so if Brian Branch, honestly, if you know, putting that as the standard for Brian Branch, if he doesn't reach 5 Pro Bowls in his career, I think it's one injury,
right?
You know, and something that would keep him out for a year or prevent him from doing the things that he does now with as many varied skills as he had. Or if nothing like that happens, in my opinion, he's underperformed.
Yeah. And I think the consistent impact he has on games, you know, he never has a bad game. You know, and what he's done for the defense in Hutch's absence, that's what stars do. You know, they save a team. He's just blossomed so quickly.
He's the Amon-Ra St. Brown of defense. Amon-Ra St. Brown was drafted, 4th round, and we heard the list of receivers, blah, blah, blah. Brian Branch was there. Most people thought he was going to be a day one pick, first round pick. He didn't leave and go home. He didn't bitch and moan about not being taken. He stayed there so that when they called his name day two, he could walk across the stage as he should have. And I think there's some animosity. There's some motivation for him. And we're seeing it on the field.
Well, the thing with safeties are, though, that they're one of the positional values things with the draft that I hate. Where, he plays this position, so we can't take him in this position. And when you have a special player come along, that's out the window. You can go look at all these guys.
Yes.
The best safeties of all time. They haven't been drafted where they should. I think right now, I'm just going to spit this out there. You could argue Branch should have gone top 5 last year.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I mean, think about that. If we're going to redraft the draft, I'd have to go back and look at some of those players.
You can argue he should have been. In fact, I think you can say he should have been the first line drafted if you would. You know, that's what he's done, and it's just astonishing. And that's why, again, this team is so good. Well, when you get that value at that pick.
Think about it. Defenses are playing more nickel, more five defensive backs. You have to have extra guys who can be twitchy in space and cover tight ends, running backs, slot receivers. And the Lions got one of the best in the game in the second round, which is a feather in the cap of Brad Holmes. But if you remember, this was also a guy Lions fans wanted. Some Lions fans wanted him in the first round. And it was clear you didn't have to be a football savant when you watched his tape that he was everywhere the ball was. And if you did some mythology on him, Nick Saban, who is a secondary coach by trade, was playing him as a freshman. You think about what that says. In Alabama's defense, where they rely on those guys, and he's playing some safety, he's playing some corner, he's just sprinkling them in everywhere on the field. He couldn't keep them off the field as a freshman at Alabama. And then he gets to Detroit, and the same thing. Can't keep him off the field. He played nickel last year. He's playing safety this year. I think it's a nod to the coaching staff, by the way, that they made that change. Because a lot of coaches would say, no, he's good at this spot. Let's not throw too much on his plate. But what I'm telling you is from the moment this guy was 17 years old, there's always been room on his plate. There's always room for more, and he has taken everything in stride. He absolutely is playing like one of the best defenders in football. I think whether he wins Defensive Player of the Year or not, that's a media-driven award. The football tape is the football tape. He's a difference maker, the biggest difference maker that turned this Lions secondary. It's not the only reason, but turned this Lions secondary into a strength.
Yeah, so let's like a little quick analysis here. Tom mentioned if you redraft, he would be top five. So I think we kind of all believe if you redraft the quarterbacks from the 23 draft, C.J. Stroud is probably the number one overall pick. Would you agree?
Sure.
Yeah. So C.J. Stroud goes one. Will Anderson Jr., would you draft him ahead of Brian Branch? He made a Pro Bowl.
You're saying Will Anderson did?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably do.
Devin Witherspoon.
I'd take Branch over Witherspoon.
Okay. Devin Witherspoon, Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, Jalen Carter. And I mean, I guess the point is, Joey Porter Jr., who was a second-round pick and has played, you know,
very
I mean,
well.
Stoney wanted him in the first round. Which I mean, he's played like that as well. It's a guy that's a second round pick that you think could have been or maybe should have been in the first if you're going to redraft it. So the point is, he certainly is playing as a top 10 pick, and you could make an argument that he could be drafted 4, 5, or 6 in terms of those top 10.
A couple ticket texts to wrap us up here. We've got two Grand Slam coming up. We'll get to the hunting game. 802, Javi Baez. Come on now. Some quotes from Scott Harris. Ticket Texter says, if you ask me, Brian Branch is a dirty player and needs to be thrown out of the league. Unnamed Ticket Texter.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Somebody calling from, what, Dallas or?
It was a 419 area code. I did look to see who was sending that because I thought it was probably a Packer area code, but it's not. Okay. That's Toledo.
Says yeah.
Ohio.
You guys are ridiculous. Says, if Branch goes down, the machine keeps going. Goff goes down, the season's over. Goff is clearly the team's MVP. You're pausing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, because, I understand the argument. But we're talking about, for those guys that are healthy, while they're healthy, who has the biggest impact?
Yeah, like Jared Goff threw 5 picks and they won.
Right.
I mean, I think his MVP candidacy in the league took a hit. Clearly, it would take a hit on the team.
Sure. I also think over time, there'll be more perspective on that.
Sure. And we could revisit this in a month. But like right now, I think there's a really good case for Brian Branch.
Well, if you're going to make that argument, then on every team,
the quarterback's, the
most valuable player on every single team, right. And they're not getting it wrong when they just pick between quarterbacks.
It's the same thing then with the whole league thing with the defensive player of the year. It's always an edge rusher. Just right. It's by default. It's just laziness in my mind.
And yeah, I agree.
You know, you'd mentioned St. Brown kind of along with this, and people have compared St. Brown to Hines Ward quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that St. Brown might be a better version of Hines Ward.
Yep.
That's a Hall of Famer, by the way.
Yep.
And then Polamalu comparisons with Branch. I think Branch is a little more like Bob Sanders than Polamalu, but just think about that. And that's, look at the Steelers and what they did in that era. Multiple Super Bowl appearances, and probably would have had more if it wasn't for Tom Brady.
Damn Tom Brady guy. Well, that's what everybody's saying right now about Patrick Mahomes. So
well, they're not in our conference.
No, I know. And it feels like there's this collision course, though. We've been talking about it all year. Lions and Chiefs.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.